Exclusive. Former New York Assemblyman Dolph Hyken slams Hoch Ewald's pathetic attack on DeSantis at Holocaust event. By Joshua Klein on August 14, 2022. Former New York State Assemblyman Dolph Hyken, D., blasted Governor Kathy Hoch Ewald, D., for trying to score political points with the progressive flank of the Democratic Party after she used a Holocaust education event to attack Governor Ron DeSantis, R. In a statement to Breitbart News on Sunday, Hyken blasted the Democrat governor's pathetic remarks, which took place during a bill signing tied to Holocaust education in New York schools. Governor Hoch Ewald's unwarranted attack on Governor DeSantis while lauding her signing of a Holocaust bill was pathetic and has no place in the context of supposedly working to stamp out hatred, Hyken said. Hyken, who heads the Americans Against Anti-Semitism watchdog, called out Hoch Ewald for having never asked herself why Jews, among many others, have fled New York State for Florida in droves rather than the reverse. As far as I know, there hasn't been a mass Jewish exodus from Florida to New York, and the reason may have something to do with the fact that the state of New York leads the nation in terms of anti-Jewish hate crimes and violence, Hyken exclaimed. Accusing Hoch Ewald of taking a cheap shot at DeSantis and trying to score political points with the progressive flank of the Democratic Party, he suggested she deal with the unprecedented wave of anti-Semitism plaguing our state instead. Hyken concluded by calling on the governor to apologize. Otherwise she will have disgraced and discredited herself in her bid for re-election. Saying never again is nice, but she should act like she means it by focusing on what matters rather than competing with a governor who has proven to be one of the greatest friends the Jewish people have in this country, he said. Shame on Hoch Ewald. On Wednesday, speaking at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Lower Manhattan, Hoch Ewald addressed the nearly 2 million Jewish Americans residing in New York State, calling on them to stay put as she took a swing at the Sunshine State and DeSantis. I just want to say to the 1.77 million Jews who call New York home, thank you for calling New York home, don't go anywhere or to another state, she said. Florida is overrated, she added. I shouldn't say this, but look at the governor. It starts at the top down. Many hit back at the governor's cheap remarks. DeSantis spokeswoman Christina Pushaw pointed to the high levels of anti-Semitic attacks in New York for the reason Jews are fleeing to Florida, adding that it is not a laughing matter. Fix your own state instead of lobbing cheap attacks at others, she said. There is a good reason the Jewish community, and many New Yorkers, are flocking to Florida in droves, wrote Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff, R. Brooklyn. The governor should stop playing politics with Jewish lives and start making changes to bring New York back to the prosperous, safe place it once was. It takes a special brand of hubris to spew hatred in the middle of an introduction for a Holocaust survivor, wrote Republican Joe Pinion. Democrat-run New York has seen a record high number of anti-Semitic hate crimes. According to an annual report published earlier this year by the World Zionist Organization and the Jewish Agency, while major U.S. cities saw the largest upticks in anti-Semitic incidents, New York recorded a whopping 100% increase in 2021. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.